Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. Hey, cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting a chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, let's go. Happy Friday, everybody.
Oh,
Willard
yeah.
and Dibs, let's do this, okay? 888-957-9570. Did you see this headline? See this headline?
Yeah.
From Sam Amick and John Hollinger?
Which one?
Well, there's the headline and then there's the sub-headline. The headline, Jonathan Kuminga, Austin Reeves, and four more names to watch as the NBA trade market takes shape. Which is funny because I didn't know that it took shape five games in
right. I mean, what are we doing?
The deadline is after the Super Bowl, for crying out loud. But anyway... the first two words of that headline, look at that right there. Jonathan Kuminga.
Of course. Yeah. And, you know, we've heard that name already in the offseason and as the season's gone on about how tradable he is when, you know, his number's not big in terms of getting salary back. But if you do acquire him, then you become the team that has the call on whether or not you want to match a Jonathan Kuminga offer in the offseason or not.
Now, the subheadline within the article... And I'll paraphrase just a little bit, but here's the basic idea. The Golden State Warriors have never been more willing than they are right now to include Jonathan Kuminga in a trade, whether that be Jimmy Butler, Giannis Antetokounmpo, or an unnamed player. So start with that idea just right there. And we did... do a little research today and actually reached out to some NBA capologists because I'm not an NBA trade machine guy. Like, I can go on there and we're like, oh, I got a green light. It works.
It's so fun.
Yeah, but like, okay.
It's one of the great internet tools out there.
It is.
Because you can think something crazy and you can put it all in there, and if it works, now you're a GM.
Internet tools. That would be a good name for a radio show.
Yeah.
We could call our show that.
There's so many great internet tools, and like we talk about NFL teams against the spread. There's a site that does a great job of that, or red zone scoring percentage. There's a site. There's a tool.
Against the spread.
All that. PFF.com. That's a tool. DVOA, EPA. Those are tools. You can find all that. Internet tools.
I'm a three-letter acronym guy. You get to four, I'm like, this is too smart for me.
DVOA is EPA's big brother.
Okay.
DVOA greater than EPA. It's just a little bit smarter, I think.
EPA for me, that it sounds too much like BPA, so I get confused
there. He still owes me lunch.
What is he does?
Yeah, from years ago.
Why don't you make him pay off?
Because he is one of those listeners that I never want to meet. Like, the idea of Brian in Palo Alto is greater than the actual BPA could ever be.
You don't know that, though.
I do know that because what I think of him is like an 11 out of 10. There's no way he could possibly match up with what I think that he is.
Never going to know until you try.
There's no chance.
You're never going to know.
And I'm a guy who's actually become good friends with many
listeners.
Yeah.
Sure.
Curtis Abbey, Brian Feely's brother-in-law. Dr. Brian Feely, Derek Petrak, the great Derek Petrak, who I met through Steiny. There have been so many listeners who I've made friends with, and they've lived up to billing.
How do you think I met Christy?
She was a listener?
No, not, okay. That's not true.
That'd be so cool. Hey, Mark, it's Christy in Mill Valley. I love your takes.
I think I want to marry you.
Your takes are hot.
Anyway, 888-957-9570.
That's a great setup,
Let us throw this at you because this is, I felt like, because there's been a lot of talk about this, obviously. Bonte and Joe were talking about it. Steiny and Goo are talking about it. And sure, John Hollinger and Sam Amick, those are real NBA reporters, okay? They're tapped in, dialed in. We've known them for years, all of those things. And so when they say it, I'm listening, and it's not surprising. Just the mere idea of including Jonathan Kuminga in a trade. So that's part one. Part one is just how do you feel about that? So why don't we answer that first, and then we can go to the actual mock deal, which has been researched. And we threw it off the wall, and we talked to some people, and I don't know what Milwaukee wants. I don't know Milwaukee Bucks basketball from the inside out. But you made a comment, for instance, earlier. You're like, well, if Giannis is available, 22 teams will want him. Well, actually, all of the teams would want him, but I'd argue very few would be in position to get him because, A, you know this, the NBA player has power, and so that player is going to be able to dictate to a certain degree.
Right.
Not the whole way. I know Dame Lillard was like Miami, and he's like ended up in Milwaukee, and he goes, that's spelled differently, and so that's different.
First two letters are the same.
They are, but and maybe that's where it got lost in translation. But the player's going to have some say, number one. And number two, does the team have the flexibility and the assets and the space to actually make something like that happen? And so I actually think that the Warriors would be on a very short list of teams that could pull this off if Giannis truly does become available. Let's start with Kuminga. Willingness check. Just Kuminga, because we know he'd be in the deal.
From the Warriors?
Yes.
Like, are they willing?
What would you be willing to do? Are you willing
if to... If I'm the Warriors?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely, because I like Jonathan Kuminga. I think that he is a better player than many of you actually think, and I'm not just talking about you, but I'm talking about fans in general. And I do think that when this year is done, if he's still a Warrior and he plays a full year as a Warrior and he goes out into the market as a restricted free agent, his deal will be between $30 and $35 million a year. So I think he's that level of a player. He's not a max guy, and he's not a Moses Moody $13 million a year guy. I do think that he's $30 to $35 million a year, and that's a lot of money. So if I look at the Warriors and I think about maximizing the Steph Curry window, do I want to pay him $30 to $35 million a year over the remaining 2 or 3 years of Steph? I probably don't. I'd rather have a more ready-made veteran player who I'm paying that much or even a little bit more to help Steph maybe get one more ring. So it's not that I don't like Jonathan Kuminga. I actually love him more than most of you, but I also don't think that right now is where I'm set to pay him that much money.
Okay, and I'm actually with you, and I think that some of our conversations, especially over the last week, have made you think that I don't like Jonathan more than I don't like. I like Jonathan Kuminga. I really do. I would not hesitate to involve him in a deal if it helped out the remainder of Steph Curry's career, which I also think is the thing that keeps getting lost here. It keeps getting lost. Because when we play NBA Trade Machine Radio, what do? We go, well, I wouldn't do that. Well, good. You wouldn't do that, or I wouldn't do that. That's fine. Would they do that? And what does Steph want? And as much as that's gotten to a point of bothering some people, wow, we can't just do whatever Steph wants. Well, that's true, but it matters. It matters. You can't look at these deals just on their face and say, like, would I give up Jonathan Kuminga just for Jimmy Butler? Straight up. Would you do that? Like, I know you can't.
Right.
But would you do that? Actually, see, if you're thinking about the health of the organization for the next 7 years, that's a hard no. Jimmy's going to be an unrestricted free agent at the end of the year. And he's Jimmy Butler, and he's a big, right, personality.
He's got a player option next year, so right. he'll probably pick that up.
Maybe, but he can be an unrestricted free agent.
Yep.
So if I'm thinking about long term, no. Why would I want Jimmy Butler? But you have to think about this in more ways than one. And one of those is, like, when I hear all the people today on this station go, play it out. This roster's interesting. Is it to Steph? Is this roster right now for this season interesting to Steph? Do you think he has any interest in, quote, playing it out and seeing where it goes?
At 4-1, probably more interest than he would otherwise.
Maybe.
And I mean, I don't know what he thinks. And if you get toward the deadline and you're 28-13, then his opinion might change because, you know, he does have some veterans alongside who he can play with, Melton and Anderson and Buddy Hield. And so it's not just him and Draymond and a bunch of pups. You do have a nice mix of veterans, younger players, and so far so good. So I'm not going to totally put my eggs in the basket of, oh, Steph's not happy with this roster. You're 4-1, and I do think that there are things you can do, but I think that Steph would look at this roster and think, if it wins, then he's probably okay with it.
Right, but if it wins what? Right? Like, if you're the 3 seed in February, are you like, okay, I love the way we're playing, let's run this out? Or you have a chance to add a Giannis or a Jimmy Butler to your roster to actually be playoff ready, but it's going to cost you some things that you're interested in keeping for the future. What do you do? And I would argue that as painful as that is, you probably do it. You probably do it. And I'm just trying to get into the mind of Joe Lacob here and the mind of Steph Curry, and I think you probably do it.
You do it, but you realize that, and if you're Joe Lacob, you understand that if you do bring in Giannis Antetokounmpo, he's got 3 more years on his deal, and he goes up, up, and up, and he drives you most likely into that luxury tax area where you've been before. And I know Joe's not afraid of doing that. This year, I do think they wanted to be below so they could do things like aggregate salaries in contracts and make it so that you could make these sorts of moves. And I do think that the roster is built to make these sorts of moves, a 3-for-1, a 4-for-1, and even if you have to bring in a contract that's going to be big 3 years down the road, if you have Steph and Giannis, and the two of them are both making roughly 55-60, you feel okay about it because you think that that gives you a chance over the next 3 years.
Yeah, and you're only doing that for a short period of time. And then if you think about it from this perspective, let's say because next year Giannis makes, I think it's 54, I think next season, so his first full season with the Warriors in this imaginary game that we're playing.
Right.
So he makes $54 million. Well, what will Jonathan Kuminga make that year?
Probably 30, 30, 35, somewhere in there.
I think you might be low if he has a good season.
Well,
he wants more than that.
Of course he does.
You know what I mean?
The Warriors did not engage him in that. And right. We could look at all the contracts that his fellow draft class mates signed. And I think 3 or 4 of them got the max. They got max money, which I think is like 5 and 240. And then the rest of them, they got lesser deals.
Yeah.
And so is Kuminga a guy who would get 30, 35? Let's say he gets, you know, a 5-year deal worth, you know, let's call it $200 million. Well, the first year might only be 33 and it goes up from there.
But maybe.
That's about, I think, the neighborhood. But to your point, so Giannis comes in next year and he's making 54 and you're sending out Kuminga who's going to make 35.
And Wiggins.
Right. Well, and the deal, and you got me hyped up on the NBA trade machine. Here's what I just put in, and this does not include picks that I think would be involved.
Yes.
But, and this one works now. This trade works.
You got a green light?
Green light. This trade is successful.
Perfect.
Wiggins, Melton, Kuminga, and your favorite, Lindy Waters III. They go out. 48.9 goes out. 48.8 comes back in Giannis. And I do think that you'd have to attach probably a couple of firsts or
for sure.
Maybe two firsts and a second round swap or whatever it is. But Wiggins, Melton expiring, Kuminga, the bright star in the deal. Lindy Waters, I do think, becomes more interesting.
Maybe, but there's so little salary there, and it's not expiring. This is the way it was sort of described to me, and this is more of a Butler deal. However, it was described to me as just replace it for Giannis. You might have to up the picks.
Yeah.
But the proposal, and this is a multi-team trade, and we won't bog you down with the other teams that may or may not be in it. But it does include Wiggins and Kuminga, and actually two other names that are not in your current green light trade machine. We will unveil that to you coming up next, and then you can be in or out at 888-957-9570. We're sponsored by Life Source Water Systems. It's Willard and Dibs.
Bay Area, this is Jonathan Kuminga. You're listening to Wheeler and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Always have to pause after all of these. At least till probably, 20 games in? We're kind of like Steve Kerr with the rotations.
Yeah.
20 games in, we'll know which Warriors think your picks stink and which Warriors think your picks are kind of good. Last night, it was kind of good.
Yeah, I'm back. I'm him. I'm back.
You're hot.
I'm him. I'm not hot yet.
And you're hot. Right.
You know, I think three in a row to be hot is a high bar, but I do think that it's fair.
Yeah.
And I think about NBA Jams, the old game, when you would hit one, and then you'd hit another one, he's heating up, and then you'd hit one more, he's on fire. And so that's three in a row to be on fire, to be hot. So I got one, not in a row.
You got one in a row.
I got one.
Yeah.
Bay Area, it's Jonathan Kuminga.
Don't do it.
You're listening to Wheeler and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. You know what, Dibs? I like your picks.
That's my guy, JK! You can't trade him! I'm going to go to my trade machine. I'm going to change that.
Jonathan Kuminga.
I'm going to find another player to put in this deal.
I like your picks.
You know what,
I told you last night that I liked your pick. I made the pick before you made the pick.
You did.
And you want to know what I thought of? And I know it was Halloween, so were you all drunk last night? Or were you all, because that's the thing, right? So you're in that, she's two. So you got to mind yourself.
You can't really get hammered when you're with a two-year-old in a neighborhood with no sidewalks.
You can, and if I know anyone who would, it would be you,
didn't. Not this time.
Okay, good. Exactly.
First go around with my 23-year-old when he was two. Dude, Katie, bar the door, because here we come.
At a certain age, then it becomes they're old enough to move around on their own, but you want to stay somewhat close.
Yep.
So let's get a group of parents who are all about a block away, and those people get after it. You get after it. And then they get to a certain age where you're just like, bye, and they leave, and you either worry about them, get mad at them, or you still get drunk, but you just do it in the privacy of your own home.
Exactly.
Because you're not chasing them anymore.
And you're not driving anyone. They're going to walk home, and they're going to be home on their own. We did have a couple, and I didn't get home for this, but my wife was manning the door before they went out and trick-or-treated, and one of the neighborhood moms came, and it was, you know, trick-or-treat, and they clearly were clinking bottles, and there were coolers involved, and a lot of wagons being pulled by parents. Like, kids not in the wagon, but the wagon was full of beverages, so it was a festive time out in my neighborhood.
95.7 The Game, breaking news.
Per Anthony Slater, Golden State Warriors Steph Curry and D'Anthony Melton, after being reevaluated, will remain out tomorrow for the game against the Houston Rockets. Andrew Wiggins has been upgraded to probable, and so he is very likely to be back on the floor for this one, but still no Steph Curry for at least one more as the five-game roadie begins.
Makes sense, yes. And it's kind of what I was predicting yesterday based on what I was hearing and what I was reading, and you know, you got Steph coming off an ankle, and you've got a five-game road trip that takes you, obviously, to five cities, and you've got Boston on the trip, and you've got OKC on the back end of the trip. The Houston game is not a small one, but you figure you got Washington on the trip. That might be one that you can maybe play with a little bit. Boston, you know Steph wants to be ready, up and ready for that game at the Garden. And then, you know, the OKC game on the back end is another one that you would expect that he wants to be ready for. So I don't know if you pick and pop like that early in the year, but I do know with the ankle, and he rolled it not once but twice on his own, better to just give him an extra day, extra couple of days, and let him get ready.
100%. I think maybe it is even a little less strategic than what you are sort of suggesting, because dude, just how's your ankle? And if it's not 100%, then you sit. It's early in the season. You're off to a good start. I wonder how much of it's like he's circling games, you know, like I want to be back for Boston or whatnot. Who knows? But Steph's not ready yet. So Steph Curry and Melton remain out for the Warriors tomorrow night in a game that you'll hear right here on 95.7 The Game. Okay.
Melton, to me, I'm just real quick, is a little bit more of a concern, because that one feels to me like it's going to be a longer term deal. The Steph one, I do think that he'll either play Monday or Wednesday. And I think he'll play for sure on Wednesday against Boston.
I would hope.
Monday is a maybe, but you can slow play that. The D'Anthony Melton one, he came in with back issues and now already has back issues. That's one that really concerns
Although
me.
Although the lessening of the concern is Lindy Waters. Like, yeah. I sort of believe, like, the Warriors, you know, we haven't even gotten to know D'Anthony Melton yet, so I don't even know necessarily what the Warriors are missing. But I do know that there are other people who can kind of step forward and play that role, at least in theory, that I already feel comfortable with. So, yeah, that one, I'm with you. It's more concerning. However, I don't know that that craters anything for the Warriors if he's unable to play for a while. Okay, so 888-957-9570. Here's what I think, based on our research and our texting and people and capologists and all of that. What if it looked like this? Are you in or are you out? 877-957. No, I did that wrong. 888-957. You'd think I'd remember the phone number.
It's
by
only
now.
Been 3 years.
888-957-9570. Are you in or are you out on this idea? I think the Warriors, if they do end up in a conversation for Giannis or Jimmy Butler, and I'll make sort of a caveat between the two. If they end up in a conversation for Giannis, it probably ends up as a 3 or 4 team deal. And I think the Warriors have to give up Jonathan Kuminga, Andrew Wiggins, Kevon Looney, and GP2. And I actually think that's it. That's it as far as players. Now, if they get Jimmy Butler, throw in 2 second-round picks. If they get Giannis, throw in 2 first-round picks. And sure, Dibs, make it the first round pick for the year after you think Steph's retiring, although we have no idea when that is.
Right.
But if you want to do that, great. The Warriors have picks. So they have picks that they can trade, and that can all be movable. But that's basically the idea. It's going to be Wiggins, Kuminga, and then you're putting in Kevon Looney and GP2 and a couple of picks. You want Giannis, it's 2 firsts. You want Butler, it's 2 seconds. Are you in or are you out on that idea?
Well, I'm in from the Warriors' standpoint, and I just put that in the trade machine, and you don't need a third team to make the money work.
Right. I understand that. I think you might need a third team to make all the teams want to do something like that, because the Bucks would be interested, obviously, in Kuminga, probably Wiggins. But then after that, they want assets, and I don't think they want expiring contracts as much as they want probably picks. And so you get one of a Pistons or a team like that that's not
I get
a contender.
It. Somebody that wants GP2's $9 million to write off.
Correct.
Or Kevon Looney's $8 million to write off. And I do think that this whole deal, the whole idea, hinges on what do other teams think about Jonathan Kuminga. Because Andrew Wiggins at $26 million this year, and he's got one more year than a player option at about 30. If you think that Andrew Wiggins can be as good as Andrew Wiggins can be, well, then that contract becomes a little bit of a bargain. But you have to be a team that wants Andrew Wiggins to be their fourth best player, like the Warriors did when they won a championship with Andrew Wiggins as their fourth best player. And then in the playoffs, he was amazing, right, and they won the title. But if Andrew Wiggins plays as well as he can, $26 million is not a lot of money. So it kind of has to be a team. And if Milwaukee's going to trade Giannis, the thinking is they're going to reset the whole thing. So maybe Wiggins is a piece that would go to another team.
Maybe.
Maybe it's a team that's looking for a player, and they would be willing to give Milwaukee picks. So if you take those four players, Wiggins, Payton, Looney, and Kuminga, and a couple of firsts, and make that your outgoing package, then maybe, yeah, a third team is involved, and you know that team will take on Wiggins and give Milwaukee a second-round pick, or they'll take on Wiggins, and the Warriors end up getting, you know, a veteran minimum kind of a player thrown back to try to balance it out. Whatever the deal is, this actually works in the trade machine.
888-957-9570. Are you in or out on that idea? The Warriors would give up Kuminga, Wiggins, Looney, GP2, and a couple of future first-round picks if they want to get in on the conversation for Giannis. Again, this is just a starter. This is a mock deal, but this is based on some conversations that I had earlier today. 888-957-9570. You can weigh in. Are you in or are you out on that idea? Couple of things here. First of all, we want to read this to you. There's one line in particular out of the article today from Sam Amick and from John Hollinger. And this is one that I think you need to know. And I think this is a powerful position for the Warriors. Listen to this line. While rival executives believe the Warriors are more willing than ever to include Kuminga in a trade of significant magnitude, the fact remains that they're setting their sights very high in terms of possible targets. So this is kind of, for me, what I always hope for whenever you're in a negotiating position. That's where I think the Warriors are, and Mike Dunleavy deserves a ton of credit for this. The negotiating position that you want to be in is A, defined by flexibility, but B, defined by, oh, we'll make a deal, but we don't have to make a deal. We are absolutely fine playing this out. We like Jonathan Kuminga. We think Jonathan Kuminga can be a big part of the future, and we will keep Jonathan Kuminga. But we will also...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, If you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Deal him only if only what you're sending back to us is a big freaking current player. That's a wonderful negotiating position to be in.
In November, yeah, it's early, and it's nice to do that. But when you get deeper in the year and you get closer to February and the trade deadline, well, then a lot of this stuff starts to crystallize in terms of what do the Warriors really want to do? Because if you don't trade Jonathan Kuminga, you have two choices in the end of the year. Either pay him or let him go as a restricted free agent. And if you let him go as a restricted free agent, you get nothing for him. And I'm looking at all the deals that were signed by his draft class, and right now they don't want to pay what he was reportedly asking for. And I'm looking at Franz Wagner, Cade Cunningham. They got max deals. Scotty Barnes, 5 years, $224 million, which is almost $45 million a year. So do the Warriors want to give him $45 million a year? No. If they did, they would have done so. What would the Warriors want to give Jonathan Kuminga at the end of the year? And if that number is, you know, $35 million, I think they could have done that already at $35 million. So that, for me, becomes the interesting part of all of this is how do they see Jonathan Kuminga going forward? Because if you really want to, like, land a big fish and you want to bring in Giannis making 48, turning into 60, and Draymond's making 24, turning into 28, and you've got a lot of big contracts already out there, if you don't want to give Kuminga big, sizable money, then it behooves you to trade him.
Yes, if it plays out that way. I read it this way. I read it's it, the fact that Jonathan Kuminga didn't get an extension is less about the what the Warriors think of him, and it's more about them maintaining flexibility. Like, if you sign him to the contract, and then he goes out, and he doesn't have a great first half, and there's all these things you didn't know about your team. Do we want him to start? Do we want him off the bench? Is he going to play well with Wiggins? What's going on there? Let's figure that whole thing out. If you do that and Jonathan Kuminga goes out and he's averaging 11 points a game by January, now you signed him to $35 million a year and you're shopping him and teams are like, what are you doing? No, we don't want Jonathan. You've signed him to $35 million a year. Yeah. We don't think he's worth that. Now the Warriors play this game of like, it all is still allowed to be in the imagination of the beholder. The Warriors may think he's worth 30 or 35 or whatever it may be. And now every other team who may want to acquire him gets to do the same. Well, boy, we still like his trajectory. And hey, boss, you know what I mean? Whoever's having this conversation, like, there's some flexibility there because we like him and we're not sure exactly what he's going to be worth. In fact, if we want to, boss, we can just let him hit restricted free agency.
Exactly.
We can let the world decide what he's worth. And then if we want to match it, we do. And if we don't, we don't. And then you move on. So to me, this was somehow processed as Warriors don't like Jonathan Kuminga or they're not sure about Jonathan Kuminga. I think they're sure to a degree. I just think that they didn't want to tie their hands at this point.
Of course. And, you know, sure to a degree is very nebulous. And I look at what they did with Moses Moody, and he got 3 years and $39 million, which is a good solid deal for a good solid player. And is Moses Moody going to be able to earn $13 million a year with the Warriors over the next 3 years? Sure. And if he might out earn the contract, he might fall short of the contract. But $13 million a year is the mid-level. That's what you're paying DeAnthony Melton. So you're saying to Moses Moody, we believe in you, question mark? We believe in you to the extent that we like you and we want you to be our eighth or ninth man, and we're going to give you $13 million a year to be that dude.
One other point before we go to the phones on this. 888-957-9570, would you be in or out on a Giannis deal, if it what it costs the Warriors is Kuminga, Wiggins, Looney, GP2, and two first-round picks. 888-957-9570. Every time we have one of these conversations, and trust me, from my perspective, I'm by no means calling this likely, but we have arrived at what, for the last 3 years, what if Giannis, we've arrived at like, this could really happen now.
Right.
I think it's been imaginary for a long time. And now we've arrived at the season. What are the Bucks? 1-3?
1-4.
1-4.
Yeah.
And Doc Rivers is freaking out at the end of every game. And then you got Lillard, and it doesn't look right. We're heading this direction for sure. And big-time NBA reporters are talking about this on November 1st. So we've reached a time where I think this is realistic, and every time we do this, and we got it already on the Comcast business text line from a few of you, I saw you, the person who accused me of smoking weed in the middle of the show, because they're like, you think the Bucks are taking that? You're smoking the good stuff. First of all, I'm not smoking the good stuff. And second of all, if we get here, yes, the Bucks are going to have to take a crappy deal. Because that's how it works. When there's a big star in the NBA who puts the bat signal up and goes, I want out, you get a bad deal. Raise your hand if you can tell me what the Blazers got for Dame Lillard. Was it an exciting package?
I'd have to look it up.
Nobody even knows what they got.
And be fair that Giannis has not put up the bat signal.
He has not.
At all.
But we are very much, for the first time, I'd argue, in his career, truly headed that direction.
It could be. Or he could be one of those guys who wants to stay and reboot it because he's a different guy.
He's different.
And he had a chance to leave Milwaukee already, and he chose to stay in Milwaukee, and he had won there. And I do think that he values being the guy in Milwaukee. So would he want to play with Steph Curry? I would bet the answer is yes.
Yeah, I mean, he has
without
said
a doubt.
As much.
Right. Yep. So does that mean he wants to leave Milwaukee? And even Dame Lillard, it took him a lot longer than Giannis has been in Milwaukee before he decided that he finally wanted to up and leave Portland.
Well, I think the Dame Lillard thing is important to note here, though, because look at what's happening. You've had a team that's changed coaches in the middle of the year. It didn't work. You got him Lillard. It didn't work. This is a guy who is forcing the organization to also have his brother on the roster. Giannis has a little Brock Purdy in him, where you look at him and you go, oh, he's so nice. He's so nice. He's not going to ask for anything. Again, don't look at what they say. Look at what they do. Giannis is pushing pressure points all over the Bucks and has been all along. I have no hesitation that he would do this too. If they get to a point where they're like, this isn't working anymore, we got to blow it up. Hell, the Bucks may even want to do it. It's not working. They're getting their butts kicked in the East.
Pretty early.
Yeah, but
1-4.
But look at the last 2 years in the playoffs also.
And they've got injuries. Chris Middleton's out, and so their team
out.
Is not whole.
He's always out.
Fair, but he is hurt.
Yeah.
And when they have him, they're a different team.
Nah, to a degree. But again, it's not like it's gone well in the playoffs the last two seasons. They've had early bow outs. Let's go to Otto and Marin. Hi, Otto. What are you doing?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
Hey, I've been listening to you guys all day long since Steinie. I love all the trade talks, but I actually have kind of a question in the theme of the turkey dinner is, how far do you think we'd be off from something like this? You know, like, is turkey dinner, you know, an hour away, or are we going to wait 5 hours smelling all this good stuff, right? That's the first question.
Okay. Second question. Hold on, Otto. Otto, we don't hear you. Do we have you in a good spot?
I assume Joe Lacob would do it, right? I mean, no problem.
Yep.
And the third question would be, do we have to go increase Giannis's payroll because now he's paying, 10% in California, right? So these are my three things.
Okay, Otto, thank you. We completely missed your second question because you're...
Joe Lacob do it? And well, that answer is a yes.
Well, you know, he backed it up by saying, I assume Joe Lacob would do it, and I don't know what it is. If he's just talking about the Giannis deal, I agree
yes,
with you.
Yes, that's what the question was, I believe.
The other question, would you have to up his salary? No. He is signed for a few more years already anyway.
You literally can't.
Right. And then the whole when it would happen, like, you could say up against the deadline, something like this could happen earlier. If the Bucks season, the way it's going, really continues to go poorly, I would only answer that by saying Giannis has a lot of say in when this would happen. He'd have a lot of control. And if the Bucks season really, really goes out of control and haywire, I'd argue it's something that I would think would happen this season. I don't think it'll happen before the holidays. I don't think it would happen, before 2025, but I could definitely see this happening before the trade deadline. If Milwaukee's season rebounds a little bit and they sort of do what they've been doing the last few years, which is make the playoffs and then bow out, I could see it happening in the offseason.
Yep, February 6th is the trade deadline. So that's still 3 months away.
Yeah.
I can't imagine it would happen anytime before you get up to the deadline, because even if Milwaukee's season goes south, I don't know that Giannis is the type of player to go full-on tank mode. And if he does, that might ultimately hurt his trade options. And I don't think that he has quite the same amount of control as you do, based on how many more years he has on his deal.
Yeah, no, not as much control as every star, but he's still Giannis.
Yeah.
He's still Giannis, and he's going to have some say in this. We're presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. We keep taking your calls. Stay right where you are. Oh, Peter in Palo Alto has a hot Kuminga take, he says. He's got a hot take
okay. On
Kuminga. All right, so that's coming up. 888-957-9570. For the Warriors, would you give up Kuminga, Wiggins, Looney, GP2, and a couple of first-round picks? Would you do that if you want to get in on the Giannis conversation? 888-957-9570. We'll take your calls next on Willard and Dibs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.